ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஹைலைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் பிரஷ்ன உபனிஷத்ஸ், பிரசன்டட் பை சுவாமி ஜோதிர்மயானந்தா. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on highlights of the Upanishads. Presently, Gurudev is handling Prashna Upanishad, lecture number 4. And now, our revered Guru Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Bhadram Karane Bhishanuyama Deva. பத்ரம் பஷ்யேமாஜயத்ரா ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்து சுவாகம் ஸ்வஸ்தநூபிஃ வ்யஸேமா தேவஹிதம் யதாயுஃ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவா ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஷ்வவேதா ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ வரிஷ்டநேமி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. திஸ் இஸ் ப்ரஷ்ன உபநிஷத். The first question, the verse number is, mantra number is 8. Question is, whence do all beings arise or come forth? What's the ultimate source? And the answer was given, there are two principles, prana and rayi, which go to create this whole universe. Prana is positive, Rai is negative. Prana is active, Rai is passive. Prana is spirit, Rai is matter. Prana points you to the path of Shreya, path leading to liberation. And Rai points to the path that keeps you in the world for relative happiness. Just giving you a simple idea from before. Presently, at this stage, the Upanishad is giving the glory of prana. Prana term means life. In a relative way, prana represents vital forces. But the subtle implication here is not prana as vital force, but prana of prana, life of life, the supreme source. Supreme source is Brahman, the absolute, God, the absolute, God of all religions. Hindu scriptures created various allegorical teachings. In other words, Brahman cannot be described. Brahman is the absolute reality. Now the question, how are we to go to Brahman? How does he look like? The answer doesn't look like anything. The negation of all. Well then, how can there be any sadhana? What can people do? If suddenly give to the mind, nothing exists. Satsang will stop for with one lecture. Now again, pointing out, the sages have worked out different stages through which human mind are led to the absolute. To reiterate, I've talked about it before. Meditation on God is known as upasana. The easiest meditation, which is most practical, sagun sakar, God viewed as a form, like Rama, Krishna, with a story behind him. And when you turn your attention to his qualities are beyond imagination. So God is sakar, his form, but his gunas, attributes are countless. That becomes very practical movement on the spiritual path. No matter which religion you follow, you have to have something to allow your mind to be supported by. But then you come to the next step. Sagun nirakar, qualities, form moves away from your mind. If you are meditating upon Shiva, for example, he is a form. He sits on a tiger skin, he has snake in out his neck, and so on. He has a form. But when you begin to meditate, your mind moves away from the form and now enters into, you are in the presence of God, who is all-powerful, all-compassionate, the knower of your heart, creator of the entire universe. He is all-knowing and he is intent upon leading every soul to the highest level, enlightenment. What I have said is very little. Thousand ways you can think of God. They are called attributes, sahasranam, thousand names of God. At this stage, your upasana is sabun nirakar. Your mind is no longer focused on form. When you follow sectarian process, then there arises a conflict. People who focus their mind on sagun sakar, they are viewed lesser. So they go on bumping against those who believe in this level. And there has been a lot of terroristic activities from the past, idols to be destroyed, to help people to turn to real God. I will not lead you to that, but that is another big illusion. Because no matter how much you develop the idea that God cannot be described in the terms of words or in the terms of name and form, yet you are constantly using names and forms. You want to say God doesn't have any form. That statement has a form. So you cannot really be out of the idol worship. Just don't be idle. Do some worship. Now you come to the third level. Nirguna nirakar. God is neither form nor attributes. That's now your mind has gone into a profound stillness. Because as long as you are dealing with attributes, your mind is active. Attributes are meant to lead your mind to deeper stillness. When you are extremely still, you have jumped out of your mind. So, all the concepts, even the best of your attributes that you sustained in your mind, they are nothing compared to the experience that transcends the mind. So therefore, keeping that in view, scriptures present to your mind the easy support, sagun sakar. Brahman, the absolute, can be explained to your mind with the allegorical expression of the sun. Shining sun. The sun is the source of all living, all life. All that happens with all living beings on the earth will not exist if the sun was not there. The sun is the source. Likewise, don't put it in your mind just in this physical level. God is not a mass of oxygen. God is not a light source, physical light. Sun is becoming a symbol for consciousness. To understand consciousness, you are given the allegorical symbol of the sun. How does it apply? In the sun, there is all light. All the earth, because of the sun, you experience day and night. So in earthly language, when you ask, who created day and night? Answer, the sun. But if you rise beyond the earthly relativity, if you were to rise towards the sun has no idea of creating night. Sun is all light. So you are facing two types of reality. Reality, relative reality, sticking to the earth planet. And the reality as the sun is. God, who is the innermost self in every individual, To realize the self, realize who am I, you need to come to the realization, I am the light of lights, I am the sun. If that becomes your goal, you are adopting a path called Uttarayana, northern path. It is this movement that will lead you to liberation. I am the sun. The world of matter doesn't matter because it doesn't exist. Keeping that in view, I will continue with this eighth mantra. Here is a description of sun god, Brahman in the form of the sun. And each time the sun rises, switch your mind to Brahman, because sun has become your idol, pointing to Brahman the Absolute. The whole universe, the world around you is the temple. In that temple is enshrined the sun. That sun god, the moment you wake up, first thing you should do, turn your attention to the sun. Physically you may not look at the sun, but bring to your mind adorations to sun god. Even Hatha Yoga starts with Surya Namaskar. Ritualistic worship starts by adoring sun god. There is a great tradition in Hindu culture of reciting Aditya Hridayam, 100 names of sun god. Here there is just a little pinch of that, a little sample of various names of sun god, to keep your mind immersed in love for the light, love for sun. Vishwarupam harinam jatavedasam parayanam jyotirekam tapantam sahasrashmi shatadhavartamana pranah prajanam udayatyesha suryah. Assuming all forms of the universe, all-knowing, all-sustaining, this non-dual sun continues to blaze with effulgence. This sun with myriad rays, expressed in myriad ways, rises and becomes the life force of all living beings. Now I'll just detail upon some of these special attributes that have been presented before you. The first attribute, Vishwarupam, manifesting as this whole world. To a human mind, world means all human beings, all living beings, all that you encounter on this earth planet. All this wouldn't be there if this nourishment has not come from the sun, the rays of the sun. So Vishwarupam. So whenever you see a glistening water, a beautiful flower shining with dewdrops, whose glory are you seeing in this? The glory of the sun. Not the physical sun. God. Consider the lilies. How do they? They spin not, they toil not, they don't keep diaries and keep accounts. They are absolutely free of any stress. And they are blossoming the best way. Even great politicians, kings and powerful people with tremendous capacity to rule and administer are unable to do things with such grace, such quality, such profundity. So therefore, remember, this entire world has been planned by God. Vishwarupam, He is expressing Himself everywhere. There isn't a corner, there isn't any object, any living being which is not permeated by the divine. So, in traditional worship, your mind has gone to worshipping sun god. You may be even looking at the sun and carefully, and you are chanting, You, Vishwarupam, because of you, all this is possible. And thereby your mind is being switched to the God, the absolute consciousness, awareness awareness deep down within yourself is the sun. In that level, that awareness is absolutely unrestricted. There is no ignorance in it. Just like the darkness doesn't exist in the sun. Deep down, deep in your heart, that's where you are essentially. Your essential nature has absolutely no restriction. It's all light. Therefore, whenever you go to sleep and step beyond your ego, no matter whatever may have been your problems, physical, mental, everything moves away and you become recharged. But that gives you a simple reminder day by in God's plan, that deep down you are not the body. You can keep the body away, you can keep your mind away, you can keep your senses away, and you are. So try to train your mind not to be upset by little things. Vishwarupam. Next, Harinam, full of resplendent rays. Next question arises, yes, I believe God is doing everything, but where can I find him? Where can I see him? Can I have darshan of God? And the mantric word is Harinam, full of resplendent rays. There isn't a corner in the world which is not inundated by the glory of the sun. Jata Vedasam, all-knowing, omniscient. The knowing term should not bring to your mind that as if someone has a mind and is trying to put various data into it. Knowing term here refers to sun's impact upon the world. There isn't even a tiny little grass which is not known by the sun. And with great care, the sun has allowed the tiny grass and all its cells to operate in a profound way. And in that, nothing is ignored by the sun. Wherever there is life, trees, mountains, full of trees and human beings, all types of life, they all receive nourishment from the sun. But this sun is only a symbolic. Even as symbol, it is a powerful symbol. The sun is a symbol of God. So just like the sun knows everything, knows every corner, even if there's a little crack in your house, it gets into it. God knows all, and the entire world is permeated by his omniscience. Parayanam. Ayanam means goal, residence, where you live, your abode. Parayanam, supreme goal. When you come to your house after the exhausting work, you feel so comfortable. But that residence is not to be there always. Remember the biblical statement, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man, Christ referring to himself, has no place to lay his head upon. When you become as restless as him, you attain enlightenment. Don't take it literally. It implies, if your mind has understood that nowhere in the world, no situation is your real answer to your problem. It's a transient answer, not real. Because it is not something that where you can become, oh, relax forever. How can you lie down in a world that is invaded by threefold fires, adhyatmik, adhidaivik, adhibhautik, adhyatmik, subjective trouble, body and mind, so brittle in this vast universe. And then adhibhauti, even if you feel that you have attained certain degree of security about yourself, face the world. You never know how things are. Even if there is no war, there are germs, viruses, and you are affected by adhibhauti from external source. External source implies even human beings and all types of animals, birds. And then there is a third type which blows your mind away. Acts of God. Terrible happenings, so many people coming in a plane and the star plane blown out. The tsunami comes and hundreds of people swept away. That's the type of world you live in. Where will you complain against all this? So therefore, this world is not your resting point. This is not your home. Hari home. Sri Hari is your home. That God who shines like the sun, He is the home. Jyoti Rekam, Jyoti light, referring to pure consciousness. Ekam, non-dual. The world doesn't need two suns. Only one sun is enough. Likewise, all that you experience through your intellect, through your mind, through your senses, the three lokas within you, all that you experience, behind all that, there is only one light of lights, God, known as Chinmatra, Chaitanya, Chidghana, all these are synonymous. Chaitanya, absolute consciousness. Tapantam, the heat giver. If you turn your mind Godwards, there emanates from your heart a special type of energy. The energy that scorches Shadripus. Shadripus are impurities of the mind. Lust, anger, greed, delusion, jealousy, pride. All these are malas. And a Godward mind creates a fiery energy that goes after these. They begin to get scorched. If you have developed that type of lifestyle to keep your enemies scorched, then you are called Parantapa. Arjuna was addressed by the word Parantapa, going after your enemies and keeping them on fire until you burn them up. And that God is the supreme Parantapa. The absolute fire burns up all impurities, all sinful karmas, all karmas. Sahasra Rashmi, with thousands of luminous rays inundating the three bodies, physical, astral, causal, and finally enlightening your intellect. Every spiritual movement is an act of blossoming of light. Light is manifesting more and more and more. Not physical, I'm talking about mystic light, light of knowledge. Shatadha vartamanam, vartamana, manifesting in countless forms. That's the description. This is the sun, udayet yesha surya. This is the sun that rises. Imagine looking at the sun and having these thoughts. Or you can have scientific thoughts. Look at the sun. Oh, there are many suns up there. This is one of the little suns. It's your choice. When you enter into your house, you don't say, there are many houses there. Your house is the best. I'm trying to give you the practicality. The world should remind you, allow your mind to have positive association and create that type of spiritual sensitivity. Then as you move around, look at sun, the moon, and birds flying and trees and blossoming flowers and this breeze, all this should become suggestive of something divine. And the world becomes a big temple, nourishing your mind in so many ways. But all this becomes possible through satsanga. Through satsanga, where you listen to these things, your mind becomes prepared. Then you take advantage of being alone in nature and your mind turns towards what you have heard and the world begins to help you, inspire you. And I will stop at Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.